interrupt our regular program for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your lives.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
1037 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crowe Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 1037 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
And a decidedly not so happy hump day throughout Acadiana. But the show must go on. Bumper to Bumper Sports taking off on 1037 The Game. Ben Love alongside the famous Clint D. It is a hump day, Wednesday, July the 3rd, but for the next 2 hours, we do our best with you to get over the hump and all processing the news from around lunchtime today. As you heard during the two-minute drill, Tony Robichaux, so much bigger than baseball, so much bigger than just UL, so much of what embodies Lafayette. Coach Robe, dead at the age of 57. I can, and I will briefly, throw at you some of the accolades. But again, it's secondary to so much of the impact. A College World Series appearance at a place where, frankly, it's not supposed to happen. 4 Super Regionals, 12 NC2A tournament appearances, 29 All-Americans coached, and a quarter of a century. Quite literally, 25 seasons, Tony Robichaux piloted one of the most successful Group of Five programs ever, helped to erect a cathedral of baseball, Teague Moore Field at Russo Park, and now so many just looking for answers, so many keeping Coach Robichaux, his family, and UL in their prayers, certainly Clint and I amongst them here at Acadiana Sports Station. What we do know is this: late last Sunday, or 2 Sundays ago, July the 23rd, Coach Robe suffered a heart attack. Since, has had multiple surgeries, one at Lafayette General, the other at Ochsner in New Orleans. And again, as I mentioned, midday today, the news came down. What we do know is this: a faith-driven Christian, Robe was somebody that was as open a book as anyone that you know. The genuine article, and this news has had trickle-down effects. Lafayette, Acadiana, South Louisiana, the entire state and the nation, even Kendall Rogers, D1 Baseball, immediately rushed to pen a column saying how much this affects him and how much Tony Robichaux personified what baseball at any level is supposed to be about. And so at this time, certainly want to honor his memory and send our heartfelt condolences to his wife, Colleen, his 3 kids, Ashley, Justin, and Austin, 8 grandkids. Robe is a native of Crowley, began his career in 1987 as the head coach at McNeese State, and as I mentioned, the last 25 years here at UL. I'll give you the guest list, and again, as you'd imagine, this thing's been in flux today. And another thing I will tell you is I had the opportunity to reach out to a number of people who bleed vermilion and white. I'm talking, and I'll at least give you one name, Yvette Girard, longtime Cajun softball coach. Obviously went on to become the LSU softball coach. Does a great job with CST, and you've listened to this show since May of 2015. You probably know I'm a huge fan, and I love it every time she gets to come on this program. And when I tell you that a brief conversation I had with Yvette Girard, when I tell you that a couple of former players from Coach Robichaux that I reached out to, guys that I know personally, when I tell you that there were hardly words exchanged on those telephone conversations, it's the truth. And, you know, those were calls to check in on people that I know are as low as anybody could be. That's not related to Tony Robichaux at this point, but just across the board, tears, sadness, and almost disbelief that somebody at 57 years old, as strong of a man, as strong-willed as a man as Tony Robichaux was, almost impossible to believe that he's gone. What I will tell you is this, and I will not name the former player, doesn't seem appropriate, I think you'll understand. but somebody I've known since I was 11, 12 years old, somebody I grew up playing Little League Baseball with, somebody that found his way under the watchful eye of Tony Robichaux, made no bones about it. And just as I was checking on him early this afternoon, told me quite simply, this was the most influential man in my life that wasn't my father. How many of those young men are out there right now? And how many of those men are out there right now that are leading our Acadiana community? So again, I led off with some of the accolades, the superlatives, the stuff on the diamond. But that is where it really hits home. And that is why today is just so brutal, as it feels like the ultimate gut punch for everyone in Lafayette, for that matter, Acadiana, and everyone feeling down and out on this day prior to our Independence Day. And CD, I know this has been tough on you as well. You came up in this area, the man not only a baseball coaching legend to you, but I'll let you share a little bit with our listeners your perspective and why it's just so difficult because of who that man was and the impact.
He was more than a baseball coach, Ben. He's definitely a man that I think you need to kind of understand where he's come from and how much he is more than that baseball coach. Everything that he's said over the last few years, me following him as a media member, it was amazing how many gems and spending time under the learning tree, if you will, and understanding what it's like to be around him. He's not coaching baseball players. He's coaching these guys up to be men. That way they can focus on life after baseball. One of the big quotes that I have, you can check it out online right now, because it is just amazing how pointed it is, Tom, and how, like, the guy up at the Pearly Gates, he's not going to care about your pile boxes, your 40-yard dash. He's going to care about what you did. I guarantee you, the second he's at that Pearly Gates, God is just going to be like, you're in, bub. Like, not even asking him. Tony Robichaux, you're in.
Well said. And, again, today's show kind of turned on a dime. I had a number of things planned, wanted to do some things, looking forward to 4th of July, talk a lot of maybe Astros and MLB baseball. With the news prevailing today on this Wednesday, July the 3rd, here's what we're going to bring you instead, and I think it's going to be all the more appropriate on this saddest of days. On the other side of our opening break, Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV, we'll get the perspective of somebody who grew up in Acadiana, someone who was young when Robe got here. Not that JD is less than young now, but somebody who kind of grew with the Robichaux era and then covered it from afar in Baton Rouge. At 4:45, someone for whom this will hit awfully close to home, Dan McDonald, a Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer, again, served in a capacity not only of covering Tony Robichaux's Cajuns teams, covering games when Robe was at McNeese State, but was the longtime sports information director for the Raging Cajuns. Dan McDonald, good enough to give us the yes today. And in 35 minutes, he will join B2BS. At straight up 5 o'clock, again, everybody who said yes today, they're getting a gold star for me. And this man, won't say he was excited to come on the program, but he was excited to speak to Lafayette and share his thoughts, his memories of Tony Robichaux. Paul Menary, at straight up 5 o'clock, LSU baseball head coach. At 5:15, Ronnie Rance. Again, the angle with Ronnie, not only played LSU baseball, but Ronnie coached up so many kids from this Acadiana area during the summers, guys that went on to play for Robe. And so it's kind of a conduit, if you will, called a lot of games for CST and Jumbo Sports, somebody who certainly knew him well. Ronnie Rance will be with us in just about an hour and 4 minutes. And to end today's program, we had a standing date with this man, Matt Roth, former Raging Cajuns football player. He's helping put on the Quick Slant 7-on-7 tournament at St. Thomas More next week. We'll get him to reflect on a Lafayette legend in Coach Robe and briefly look ahead to the events on the gridiron next week. Busy show today, and with heavy hearts, we're going to march on with you. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports. We'll be right back in on 103.7 The Game.
One of them is famous in Cajun country. The other has a set of pipes that never quits. Seriously, we've tried before.
Cork. Now the tape.
Together, Ben and Clint bring you home on 103.7 The Game.
Welcome back in. Sad day. The saddest of days in Acadiana. But we carry on and we'll bring on the first of One, two, three, four, five guests that'll speak to the importance, the memory of Tony Robichaux. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports, right back in on 103.7 The Game. First, we go to Baton Rouge, aboard the ARDCO Equipment Hotline, a native of the Acadiana area, Jacques Doucet of WAFB-TV. JD, I know these are sad circumstances to bring you back on here in Lafayette, Acadiana, but thank you for coming aboard today. How are you?
Hey, Ben, I'm doing well. I'm a lot like many people out there today, just kind of numb to that news and shocked and trying to make sense of it all, but good to be with you today.
The mid-90s, when Coach Tony Robichaux got to UL and began a 25-year stint, where was Jacques Doucet? When did you first start to have exposure to him, maybe from a media standpoint?
Well, you know, Ben, I went to school at USL from 1994 to the spring of 1999, and I was thinking about it today. It was really a great time to go to school there. There was the famous football upset of Texas A&M in 1996. Yvette Girard was the softball coach, who, you know, a Hall of Famer. Her record speaks for itself. And there was some, the baseball program was kind of in some turmoil and some chaos with Mike Bollinger. And then this guy, Tony Robichaux, comes along. And then by 1997, as my memory was refreshed today reading up, they had won 43 games and had begun to really become a power in college baseball. And so it was about that time that I met him, and full disclosure, obviously I've been in Baton Rouge almost 20 years. LSU's been my beat, that's what I cover, but certainly over the years when LSU would play the Cajuns in baseball, I would always go talk to Tony before the game, after the game, and including this year when they played the Wally Pontiff Classic. And you know, you look back and you don't want to sound corny or hokey, but there are certain things that happen that you think maybe God did, or kind of put you in a certain place, or made you do something. And we had interviewed all the LSU players, and because that's our beat. And then, but I was like, I always wanted to talk to Tony if I could. And he was standing across the other way. They were packing up their bags, and so we hustled over. And he was basically packed and ready to go. And I said, Coach, can we talk to you real quick? He goes, real quick. And he goes, sure thing, man. Anything you need, whatever, just set up and just let me know when you're ready. And that just kind of summed him up, and he came over and he interviewed, talked to us. And one thing, Ben, that I kind of realized talking to him over the last couple of years is that, you know, it was kind of hard to tell if the Cajuns had won a game or lost a game when you spoke to him in post-game interviews. And I think that's a testament to his professionalism, that when you win a game, you don't throw a parade, and when you lose, you don't go kicking and screaming. You maintain a professionalism about yourself. And certainly what he did there, the resources have gotten a lot better there, but certainly what he accomplished when the resources weren't so great, it speaks to his hard work and his dedication and just the man he was.
So much of the conversation, as you'll understand today, JD, is about what he meant to men off of the field. But I'll ask you, and you kind of, you know, pay testament to it there, compare Cajuns baseball then, when he took over in the mid-90s, to now.
Well, the stadium was kind of a concrete bunker. You know, it was just there wasn't a whole lot of charm to it. I mean, it was fine. It was okay. And I remember going to watch Ben McDonald pitch there, like in 1989, and they crammed like, you know, 7,500 people in the place. But it was really good for me to see last year. I guess it was the 2018 season, when, you know, Coach Maneri, they worked it out that they were going to bump up the Cajuns road trip, and LSU went over and played the Cajuns. I think it was on a Wednesday night, and it was just to see him get to enjoy that stadium and have it packed. It was a special night. I don't know, 5,000-6,000 people there. Wayne Toot sung the national anthem. It was a great baseball game. The Cajuns won on their last at bat. And just getting a chance to talk to him after that game and have him, you know, kind of reflect and work hard to get to that point, to have that stadium. And look, I mean, to go to four super regionals at a mid-major like he did, and, you know, they had a good chance of going to another World Series. I think they beat the Ole Miss in the first game of that super regional and unfortunately lost the next two. But, you know, they played a super regional over here at LSU, which was a really great series there too as well. So And you look at Louisiana baseball, Ben, you've had Skip Bertman and you've had Roger Cador, and then you had Tony Roberson. I mean, those three guys, to me, for a long, long period of time, just kind of stood above the rest and were, you know, Hall of Fame coaches.
Our guest, Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV in Baton Rouge, a native of the Acadiana area. And I'll ask you this, J.D., not wanting at all, thoughts on maybe the politics of coaching at UL, but a guy like that certainly had opportunities with the success in Lafayette to, I guess as people from the outside would see it, move up the ladder. What do you think it is about that job, this community, and that man ultimately that made him always want to stay and see this thing through to that cathedral that is Teague Moore Field at Russo Park?
Well, I was listening to your colleague Matt Moscona. He had a couple of players that played for Robichaux on his show today who said exactly that he could have at some point gone to an SEC job or a Big 12 job or what have you. But I think that's one of the many things that made him so endearing to that area is the fact that he grew up in Crowley and, you know, enjoyed a great coaching career at Nice as well. I saw John Brady, former LSU coach, talk about how when Brady was the basketball coach at Crowley, how he knew Tony Robichaux and what a great guy he was. And, you know, talking to Yvette Girard today, she said that when he interviewed for the job at USL, they visited for 5 hours and walked around the campus and they had a really, really strong relationship. I know that she's really hurting about that today as well. I talked to her and, you know, she's cried a few times today about it. So, I think that, if you grow up there, it's hard to leave. I mean, I live in Baton Rouge now, a great town and a great city. And sometimes when I come back home, I have to leave because I'm afraid I'm going to want to stay. You know, something about the Acadiana area and Lafayette and everything where it's people like nowhere else. It's just a great, great place to live.
Jacques, before we let you go, I know our thoughts today are just about single-minded, but you started something in this Acadiana area, and I'll let you tell the listeners just how long ago, and with Red Rock and Blue, this thing has exploded. So continue to do great things in Baton Rouge. Share the latest if you don't mind.
Well, Ben, tomorrow obviously is the 4th of July, and this is when our patriotism runs high, and we enjoy the summer. And not this Friday, but next, we have our annual celebrity softball game at LSU Tiger Park, where LSU plays softball. Got a long list of athletes and media personalities, including the lovely Holly Conway, who's going to be in the game as well. So go to redrockandblue.com. You can get tickets right now, discount tickets, gold chair backs, and limited VIP. And then you can come over to be a picture and autograph session with everyone at Tiger Park. And all the proceeds, all the money that we're able to raise, we give it to local military charities that support men and women of our military, Blue Star Moms of Louisiana, support our war heroes, wounded war heroes, and it's just a great thing. It always draws a big crowd, great family event, so come out and be part of it. Once again, redrockandblue.com.
And how long ago was it that started? I'll let you tell them the ballpark here in Acadiana.
Well, my senior year in high school, myself and my good friend Taylor Begno, we built this little quirky field in my parents' backyard in Maurice, Louisiana, just down the road from the world-famous City Bar and Hebert's Meat Market. And we would get friends together, and, you know, we'd kind of pick two or three teams, and then we just kind of do it every year as a way to a reunion to get people back together. And, all these years later, we did that tournament last weekend and had 90 teams in it, with teams from Florida and Arkansas and everything. And so it's just really you can't plan for those kind of things to happen. But they do, and they're blessings. And so the celebrity game was started in 2010, just kind of off the MTV Rock and Jock when they used to do that way back when. And we do some concerts and things as well to kind of go with it. But, it's a great labor of love. It's a fun thing. And during this time of year, especially during the month of July, everyone can kind of rally behind it.
Jacques, tough day, obviously, for everyone in Acadiana. Thank you for taking the time and your reflections as well on Tony Robichaux. We'll catch up down the road.
All right. Yeah. Rest in peace, Coach. We will miss you forever. So,
Incredibly well said. Jacques Doucet, WAFB-TV, where the program was, where the program is. And boy, are we many moons away from wondering about where the program will go. But certainly a lot of people right now are continuing to fixate on the legend that was Tony Robichaux. You're just joining us. That's certainly the news of the day, and it's not going anywhere. In fact, we want your participation, and this is the part that I'm hoping, you know, we can spin into something with positive memories. And, yeah, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. On the other side of this break, asking for your favorite Tony Robichaux memories. We got plenty of guests lined up between now and 6 o'clock. Dan McDonald coming aboard in about 18 minutes. Ronnie Rantz, Paul Maneri, Matt Roth, all scheduled for the 5 o'clock hour. And after we're done, it's Five Guys Stories and Lies, 6 until 7, 10 p.m. today, and then right into the Astros at the Rockies. Clinton, I'll be right back in. You are dialed into Bumper to Bumper Sports on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
Season can't come fast enough.
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
You little...
Luckily, you have Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love to help get you by.
So many great guests ahead of us today, but in this segment, we want to get interactive with you. Bumper to Bumper Sports back in. Ben Love, alongside the famous Clint D, bringing you home on what has certainly been a sad Wednesday, July the 3rd. Appreciate you sticking with us on 103.7 The Game. And, you know, I'm hoping this will be something that's very Acadiana, right? Very Lafayette of all of us today, taking tragedy and then still trying to look toward the best from somebody lost, and even the best of us, maybe, that was lost. With that in mind, CD, let's launch into today's Sink or Swim question of the day.
Love, exciting and new.
Not so much a question really as a suggestion, and really simple. Share your favorite Tony Robichaux memory. For many of you, you'll have more than one. That's okay. You can unload that as well. We've got this question up aboard the 103.7 The Game Facebook and Twitter pages, but we'd really love you to call in, and let's get an outpouring of love. We've prided ourselves 4+ years on taking your calls. We'll do so again today. The number to play, 706-0111. CD, please, lead us off.
I think there's a lot of great memories that I have of him over the years because I spent a lot of time around him, not just as a member of the media, but as a fan, as a young kid, just being around him, and just like I feel like the last couple of years especially, just hearing him kind of have conversations with you, it was like he just spent time like just answering the questions like any other head coach probably would. He spent time explaining everything and having a conversation with you. It was just great. The couple of times I was able to interview him, just a great guy all the way around. And one of the more poignant things that I just can think about right now off the top of my head was after they got eliminated in the Sun Belt Conference Tournament at the Teague. Got a chance to interview him after the game, and one of the last questions I was asked was, what did you tell the team after the end of the game? Like, the season's over for him, so what now? And he kind of talked about a lot, and I mentioned earlier, the, like, getting ready for the plyo boxes, getting ready, like, the guy upstairs ain't going to care about that. He's more about being a man and helping these people become leaders and men like he is. He has a whole class dedicated for these players to help them become leaders. And that's something that I feel like no real coaches you hear about does that. I feel like it's just more what he's been able to do with a lot of the players. We talk about them all the time. Gunnar Leje, Austin Perrin, the list goes on and on of some of the current players, past players, like Stephen Trostclair, Blake Trahan. I'm sure you can talk to all of them. They will have everything but nothing but respect for the man.
Yeah,
and what he wanted to do.
And those testaments are all over social media right now. It's incredible the outpouring of love. And again, we'll take your calls. Favorite Tony Robichaux memory, 706-0111. What I could tell you is this. One of the first people I talked to, and again, this is a former player of Coach Robes, he said, you know, the only real upshot on a day like this, with news like this, his family, if they had no idea prior, is about to understand just how big of an impact that he made. And so over the coming days, weeks, and months, it's going to be incredibly tough, but there are going to be just these huge waves and outpourings of emotion and thoughts and thank yous and tributes where people are going to show the Robichaux family, wow, this is exactly what he meant. I'll quickly tell you this. Way back when, and again, you know, look, things always change, but there was a period in time on this station where it was Dave Schultz in the morning, yours truly still in this spot in the afternoon, and both of us, again, we didn't compare notes. We didn't talk to each other and say, hey, this is what we should do for the station. No, we both just looked at what was happening at the time under then AD Scott Farmer and came to our own conclusion that happened to be a similar conclusion. This isn't right in terms of maybe the lack of transparency. Typically in situations like that, nobody at the university, not UL, could be LSU, it could be anywhere. Just trust me, with my career in journalism, typically nobody wants to talk to you in that type of scenario. Tony Robichaux reached out to me, right? And when there was grave concern about, hey, when is Teague Moore Field at Russo Park going to be complete? What's going on with, you know, the final legs of construction? What's going on with some of the financing? Are there problems here? And again, this is a period of time where the AD didn't have answers that sufficed a lot of people, didn't really have answers in general. It's not taking a jab and, you know, now that I have 2020, but that's just how it was at the time. Coach Robe said, what time does the show start? 4 p.m. He said, I'll be there at 4. Again, a man that faced everything head on, that had transparent answers, that asked the questions that mattered. Not just a man's man, a human's man. Somebody that was built to relate to everybody and tried to relate to everybody. So as a member of the media, that's one that I would share with you. And I would tell you this as well. I had the good fortune of attending a Diamond Club luncheon with Tony Robichaux. It was not this past 2019 season, but the one prior. And it wasn't all that long after he had gotten the heave-ho, ejected from a Cajuns game because of a ball that maybe or maybe shouldn't have been ruled a home run by the opposition. He was simultaneously funny, self-effacing, and very, and always, this is something I would say about the man, with every dealing I had, always very factual and informational and made you understand, hey, this is why that happened. And Clint, to your point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is why that happened. Here is why we're doing this. He took the time not just to explain the game to you, but the game behind the game. He wanted you to understand what it is you were watching, why it happened, and why it may not always be the fairy tale you think or what you see on TV. You know, we joke a lot, CD, about inside baseball, right? Quote, unquote. And that's when we tell people, hey, this is kind of the inner workings of how radio works. We call it That man literally would take you inside baseball, and he made everybody in this area better for it. And I mentioned this in the open, in the lead, but so many of the leaders, the men in this area that played for him and went on to become leaders in life, to your point, it's remarkable. And so that, along with his children and the Cajuns baseball family, that's going to be his legacy.
It really will be, and it's going to be what, like, he left such an impact here. It's going to be, like, we talk about all the time, regardless of what happens with a coach whenever he departs, who's going to fill those shoes? Nobody can fill this man's shoes. I can't say that enough.
A dilemma for another week, another month. I'm sure it's nowhere near top of mind for Dr. Brian Magger, nor should it be.
Very bottom.
But I understand. One day when that question arises and it's time to address it, these are going to be tough shoes to fill. Of course, the other side of that, this is going to be a job left in such better stead than where Robe found it. All right, we got to take our final break of hour number one. When we return, Dan McDonald, a Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer and a man who spent a lot of time with Tony Robichaux. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports. We'll be right back in on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
The famous Clint D says something none of us will agree with.
Back to more top shelf analysis for your drive home. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game.
Back in, and we'll not only be talking baseball, but a tremendous baseball man and in general in this Acadiana community. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports, and you're listening to 103.7 The Game. Let's bring aboard the ARDCO Equipment Hotline, a Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer in Dan McDonald. Dan, the last thing I'll do is ask you how you're doing, but I do thank you for coming on in this most difficult of days.
Well, it's been a tough day for everybody with everything that's gone on, and, you know, it was it's been sort of surreal for about the last week. I mean, you have such a guy who embodies, you know, strength of character, and, you know, the cliche about someone being a good coach but a much better human being, you know, that's said about a lot of people, but it's never fit anybody any better than it did Tony Robichaux. And, you know, it's a loss for Cajun Nation, but more it's a loss for the people of this area because of the man he was.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because we've spent so much time today, Dan, discussing how much he meant and really the lessons passed on to players and guys that came through the turnstiles at McNeese State at UL. But I'm betting that it wasn't just limited to those that played for him. I'm betting the lessons in the Robisms were thrown to friends and colleagues like you.
Well, you can tell, you could have told that yesterday at the Rosary service up at the stadium, because, you know, there were a lot of former players and so forth there, but there were even more just people who, you know, I'll say I don't even remember seeing a lot of those people at the ballpark on a regular basis. There were people that were just, that were there just to try to, you know, give their support and send their thoughts and prayers and so forth. I mean, you can talk about the numbers, you know, all you want. I would be willing to say there's not a coach in America who played at two different Division I schools and then was head coach at two different Division I schools, and they were the same school. You know, with Rhodes contacts with McNeese and here in Cajun Country, I don't think any coach has probably ever done that, having played at both of those universities. But it's not a surprise. I mean, he was such a unique individual and so sincere about what he was doing, and, you know, and he was Louisiana head to toe. It's, you know, the numbers, you know, they'll be there. You know, there's, you know, all those wins and so forth, and all the championships and a trip to Omaha. I mean, he took a team to the College World Series. He had a team that was ranked number one in the country just a few years ago. You know, he made those marks and took those teams to those spots. But, you know, it's with Robe, it was never about the numbers, and it was never about him. He always made a point to pass on the credit to everybody else. And with the man he was, he always gave God all the credit. And, you know, that's, you know, something that you hear it from a lot of people, but, you know, when he said it, it was never more sincere coming from anybody.
Talking with Dan McDonald, at one point in time, Sports Information Director for the Raging Cajuns. And, Dan, I'll take you in that direction, whether he was at McNeese State and they came across the Cajuns or he was here in Cajun country as a coach. Some of your recollections when you were serving in that role?
Well, I was so lucky because I got to be there on the first day. I happened to be out at the ballpark the day that Tony came in to interview for the head coaching position here. And we spoke that day. And, I will remember, one thing he said to me. because we had been, you know, I'd known him when he was a player, and we had been friends when he was, you know, coaching at McNeese and so forth. And he said, you know, in effect, he told me, he said, tell me why I should take this job. I'm hearing what other people are saying at the university. I want you to tell me why I should take this. And I turned to him and says, you know, I don't think I have to convince you, you know, to take this job. You know what is, you know, you know what the potential is here. And he said something to the effect, and I'll remember it. He said, yeah, I know, but I just wanted to hear somebody else say that.
Wow.
And that's really, you know, that's really the way it was. And I mean, I was, you know, I was thrilled when he, you know, got the job, and I was, you know, really hoping that that would be, you know, an automatic type thing when that job came open. And as it turned out, you know, it was obviously a great decision, the right decision, the only decision that could be made to bring him back home. And, what has transpired since then is just, it's really phenomenal, because, you know, this program for a long time, and really still, you know, didn't have the revenue sources, didn't have the income that a lot of schools had, but they were just starting to really emphasize baseball and the SEC and the Big 12, and credit guys like Skip Bertman and those kind of people for that, for bringing college baseball in the South to the national forefront. And, you know, Rogue didn't have the resources that some of those guys had, but, you know, what he had was a passion for it. And while people, you know, people love to, you know, to get involved with rivalries, you know, with the big games he played with LSU, with South Alabama, with several others, you know, and fans sort of got, you know, they got hot a lot of times when those events took place. That wasn't ever Rope. Rope had so much admiration for guys like Skip Bertman, for guys like Steve Kittrell at South Alabama. I'm sorry, I'm going to break up some, but he had so much admiration for those guys, you know, and he was a competitor, but, you know, he admired those guys and what they did. And, you know, I think it was very much mutual with those kind of people. I mean, I've already talked this afternoon with several people, you know, in the coaching profession. Coach Kittrell was among them. When he was at South Alabama, I talked to him for just a second earlier today, and so many people who are just, you know, they're shocked, but they're thankful that they had the opportunity to, you know, to really know the man and know what kind of coach and know what kind of man he was.
Dan, if you could explain for us how important family was to this deeply Christian man, and then even having family as a part of the Cajuns baseball team with his sons and Justin and Austin.
Well, you know, he will say that the greatest joy of his coaching life was being able to coach both Judd and then coach Alt, you know, and see them go on. And, you know, and both had the chance to play a little bit more at the next level. Austin, in fact, still playing in minor league baseball. But I'll tell you how close they all were. And I wasn't there. I'm getting this secondhand, but I can see it happening. When he was being transferred from here to go to Oshner last week, Austin was with him. Supposedly, Coach said something about, well, I hope I'll see you back here soon. And Austin, you know, turned to him and said, Dad, hope's not a plan. And that is, you know, the ultimate rope, is it? Because he said that, he probably said that himself dozens of times in his life, hope's not a plan. And I just thought that was an idea of, you know, how close that he was with his sons and his whole family and his extended family. And I just feel for them so much right now, because they probably know more than anybody how much of a loss this is.
Dan, I appreciate the time so much today. I can't tell you how much, but I'll ask you one more. How would you describe what an epitaph would look like for Tony Robichaux? How will he be remembered?
Well, I think that instead of giving the epitaph, I'm going to steal one of his lines. Anytime you see somebody's name, you always have, you see the date their date they were born, and then the date they died. He always talked about the dash, and that dash is in between that day that you were born and the day you die, and what you do with the dash is what makes you. And I don't think there's any question that there's more to the dash with Tony Robichaud than probably anybody I've ever met. And I'm sorry if I'm breaking up on this, but I think that describes him better than just about anything I can think of. It's all about the dash, and his was pretty amazing.
Incredible, the life that he lived and the inspiration for so many. Dan, I know how difficult this was, but a lot of people, I think, needed to hear what you just said. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Dan McDonald, the Louisiana Sports Hall of Famer, and somebody good enough to give us time on a day that nobody ever saw coming or can really even process. So, again, our heartfelt thanks to Dan McDonald. And we'll wrap this hour up quite simply. Your final word of this hour is remembrance. And right now that's what we've got. Again, it's been our entire first hour. Trust me, in our second hour it'll be a lot more of the same. We'll get more perspective. I don't know any that might be as poignant as what Dan McDonald just shared. We'll be right back in. Paul Mineri, Ronnie Rantz, Matt Roth in our 5 o'clock hour. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports live on 103.7 The Game.
Under Armour and TaylorMade, located in the Boulevard Shopping Center on Arnold Boulevard next to Harbor Freight Tools, and of course online at golfballs.com. We're in your bag.
You won't find a better group of football fans than the crew from Arsenal Machine and Supply. You won't! And there's a great reason for that. The service-minded, hard-working professionals at Arsenal Machine and Supply play as hard as they work. They always do it right. This group is easy to spot whether you're at the Crow Dome, Cajun Field, the Superdome, or in Tiger Stadium. They stand out much like their work does. Arsenal Machine and Supply is dedicated to producing quality, ISO-certified, along with being 9001 certified-driven products with precision as well as on-time delivery. Arsenal Machine and Supply. Come see Papa!
It's time for the 2-minute drill on 103.7 The Game, powered by Legends Bar and Grill.
We're rolling.
Continue standing by.
Here's what's making news.
Longtime head coach Tony Robichaud passed away at the age of 57. He suffered a heart attack last Sunday. More updates will be available. Make sure you check out 103.7thegame.com for the absolute latest. The Astros are back in action tonight with first pitch set for 7:10, and you'll hear all the action right here on 103.7 The Game. Wade Miley, 6-4 with a 3.39 ERA, is on the bump for Houston, while the Rockies are sending out Peter Lambert, 2-0 with a 6.57 ERA. LSU's Grant Delpit, congrats to him. He was named earlier today a preseason All-American by the Sporting News earlier today. Delpit is coming off one of the most impressive seasons for an LSU defender, racking up 74 total tackles, 9.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and led the SEC in interceptions with 5. Looking at the latest in free agency, the New Orleans Pelicans have re-signed Darius Miller on a 2-year deal worth $14.25 million. Miller averaged 8.2 points per game, shooting 36% from three-point range last season. The Pelicans will be opening up the Summer League on Friday with a primetime matchup against the New York Knicks. For Acadiana's number one sports station, 103.7 The Game, I'm Clint Dumming, and if you want more news, opinion, and on-demand audio, all you got to do is check out 103.7thegame.com.
This has been the 2-Minute Drill, powered by Legends, your favorite sports bar and grill, with 9 locations in Acadiana and the best happy hour in town. Cheers. Find them at legendsoflafayette.com.
F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S.
Mella is money. What's up? It is WWE Superstar Carmella, and you're listening to 103.7 The Game.
We
interrupt our regular programming for this special event.
All systems are go at this time.
It's time for the kickoff.
30 seconds.
Okay, listen up.
Get ready for the ride of your lives.
Live and local from the 237 Roof Studios in Upper Lafayette.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
Number one.
We are number one.
1037 The Game.
KLWB. Karen Crow Lafayette.
Let's get down to it.
And this is Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 1037 The Game.
And live online at 1037thegame.com.
Is that who I think it is?
The wild, the weird, and the wonderful.
Hell yeah.
And now let's get started.
Rolling into hour two of the program on this profoundly tragic day in Acadiana. But we'll continue remembering the man that was Tony Robichaux. I'm Ben Love, and this is Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. Let's take you out to Baton Rouge once more. Aboard the ARDCO Equipment Hotline, head baseball coach of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Paul Maneri. Coach, I know this is a difficult times to say the least, but thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, Ben, this is a sad reason to be talking on the radio with you tonight. Just so shocking, and I'm sure you've had a lot of people echo their sentiments about how shocked and stunned they were about Tony's health situation. And you know, I never thought, you know, that he wouldn't come out of it and that he wouldn't recover, you know. And to hear the news today just knocks you on your rear end. I'm just so sad for so many reasons on so many levels. You know, the world has lost a wonderful man, number one. Number two, all the people that he has influenced as a coach, as a coach of the Raging Cajuns, all those young men under his tutelage, all the fans and the people in the community of Lafayette that love Tony so much, what a loss for them. And you know, for his family, of course, you know, to lose a father, a husband, you know, it just makes me tear up and be so sad, you know. He's a great man, and I feel privileged to have known him. I had the utmost respect for him, and, you know, I think his legacy will live forever. But right now, I'm just very, very, very sad.
Coach, we've spoken with a number of reporters, people so far that said, look, he always was in private who you saw publicly. He was an open book. So I would ask you, was that your experience? And who was this man maybe that you got to talk to in moments that were private?
When I came to Baton Rouge 13 years ago to be the coach at LSU, you know, everybody had told me, you know, that there were issues between UL baseball and LSU baseball, and the schools didn't play. And, you know, I wasn't here when whatever incidents had happened. So I just thought, this is ridiculous. You know, we're 1 hour apart. There are two really good baseball programs. We should all be in the spirit of promoting college baseball in this part of the country. And so one day I just picked up the phone and called Tony and introduced myself. And I said, Tony, look, I wasn't here when it all happened. I don't know whose fault it was. He said, she said, but I'm willing to give it a try if you are. And he was so happy that I had called him because he wanted to reinstate the series, you know, as I did. And we both talked for a long time that day, and we talked about sportsmanship, and we talked about class, having class in victory, having dignity when you lose. And we both agreed that we were going to try to teach our own players of our respective teams these lessons. You know, these are things that they should be learning in college, how to win with dignity, how to lose with grace, how to be respectful of your opponent, how to have sportsmanship. You know, UL, I told him, I said, look, UL's going to win some games, LSU's going to win some games. We can't change who we are just because of the result on the scoreboard. And I can tell you that over this last decade, we've competed against them, that games have been very intense, very spirited. They've won some games, we've won some games. But when the game has ended, both staffs have walked across the field, shook hands with the other coaches, wished them well the rest of the season. Both teams, the players have shaken hands. In many cases, they've hugged each other because the players know each other so well. And there's never been not even a close to any kind of an unsportsmanlike incident. So when we would play, whenever we would play, Tony and I would visit before the game on the field. We talk about each other's families. We talk about our seasons. We talk about the game itself. I mean, it was, you know, two guys at similar age, so to speak, and had a lot of respect, I think, for each other. And I know my respect for Tony was immense, and I hope he felt the same way about me.
LSU baseball coach Paul Menary with us for a few more moments on 103.7 The Game. Great point, Coach, that was brought up by Jacques Doucet earlier in our show when he said Skip Bertman has obviously, I think, had a huge shadow cast upon Louisiana. But you also would include what Roger Cador meant to baseball in this state, just went to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and Tony Robichaud. And so I would ask you, what did it mean for the state of Louisiana to have Coach Robichaud come through the turnstiles?
Well, Tony is a legend. He's an icon, you know, and when you get older and you've been around a long time and you've had a lot of success, and people can recognize that who you are goes beyond wins and losses, championships won, and those type of things. Tony always had a kind word for people. Tony was always there with advice for people. You know, he and I now are, well, you know, he and I were kind of the elder statesmen of the state. You know, you look around the state and you see Matt Reiser, 30-something, you know, Seth Thibodeau, 30-something, Justin Hill, 30-something, you know, at McNeese and Nichols and Southeastern, and go all around the state. What I keep hearing from these guys is how Tony was always there for advice and trying to help them in their careers. And isn't that great, you know, that you can go out there on the field and get ready to compete against each other, and yet your opponent, the head of your opponent, the head coach of your opponent, is willing to share professional advice with you, even as you're getting ready to compete against him. And I think that just says a lot about Tony Robichaud, the man, and what really was important to him. We all know that he was a man of faith, very devout Catholic, and you know, all I can say is the little bit that I know have been a part of Tony's life, he sure seems to me like he always did things the right way. And what better legacy can you leave than that?
Coach, I'll get you out of here with this. You're at LSU now. You've been at Notre Dame, but certainly the journey didn't start at Air Force, but you know what it's like to lead a program maybe at that level. How would you reflect on the success he did have on the field with the program at the mid-major level, like the Cajuns?
Oh, yeah, well, just look around the entire state. You know, you have so many good baseball programs throughout the state of Louisiana. I give so much of the credit for that to Skip. You know, when Skip was the baseball coach at LSU, he took LSU's team throughout the state and played in different cities. And when he was the athletic director that hired me to be the coach at LSU, he told me, I think you should take the team around the state. You know, when you take LSU to different pockets of our state, then LSU fans come out, but it also brings a lot of attention to the sport of college baseball. It helps promote baseball everywhere, which I know helps LSU. It helps everybody about baseball, the more visibility that there is. So people like Skip, people like Tony Robichaud, people like Roger Cador, they're the reason why baseball is so strong in the state of Louisiana. And it doesn't matter if you're an SEC school or a Sun Belt school or a Southland Conference school. You can call them, you know, mid-major. You can call them power conferences. Call them whatever you want. It's just baseball. It's nine guys on each team or 10 guys on each team, including the DH. And both teams have good ball players. And the reason there's good ball players on every team in the state of Louisiana is because of the people that have cared about college baseball. And you put Tony Robichaud right up there with Skip and Roger and any other coach that genuinely cares about the state of college baseball.
Trying times, certainly in Acadiana. Grateful to have the head coach of LSU aboard with us today. Coach Paul Menary, again, thank you for doing this. Look forward to catching up under better circumstances sooner than later.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
And just so tough. That man certainly understands loss as well, right? And I think we all know that within the last baseball season alone, Coach Paul Menary has lost his father, right? And so for him, I think some of that, I wonder how much he's been able to process now that the season is over. And with this news of Tony Robichaud passing today, for so many, today is just the very beginning of processing something that they never saw coming. And we're grateful so far. Jacques Doucet, Dan McDonald, Paul Maneri have been with us on the other side of this break. We'll catch up with Ronnie Rantz. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports. Ben Love, Clint Domingue, taking you home and a step closer to the 4th of July on 103.7 The Game.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 103.7thegame.com.
Get in on the conversation.
Call on the game hotline.
706-0111.
706-0111.
Seventeen minutes after 5 o'clock. Back in from break. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. And we're going to take you back out aboard the Artco Equipment Hotline to Baton Rouge. Ronnie Rantz, host of Sports Shorts Radio in the capital city and Sports Shorts TV, CST throughout Louisiana. Ronnie, news today that really just hit you like a tidal wave, and there's no other way to say it.
Oh, no question about it, man. Unfortunately, Ben, I've been thinking about this the last few days. I was worried that this might happen whenever I heard the news that Coach Rove was being flown to Ochsner last Friday, I believe it was, via helicopter from Lafayette. That's never a good thing. If things were going well, he would have probably stayed put in Lafayette. The fact that they thought it was severe enough, they wanted to send him to one of the better hospitals in the state, that threw up some red flags. And then as I talked to some people close to the situation, they definitely knew things were, prayers needed, and it was very touch and go even over the weekend. So was dreading this possible scenario, and of course it was the worst case scenario, and has just been it's been kind of in a daze since I found out, like everybody did, around 1 o'clock.
Pretty remarkable interview in the 4 o'clock hour we had with Dan McDonald. I'll share one of those tidbits with you and get your reaction. Apparently, Austin Robichaux, in the midst of playing minor league baseball, was able to be with Tony during that transition to Ochsner. And at one point, according to Dan McDonald, Tony told his son, "I hope I'll see you when I return." To which Austin gave him a famous Robism: "Dad, hope is not a plan."
Man, that is something else. I'm glad they had that moment. I'm glad they had that moment. I'm glad that his family was with him. I think about his dad, is now buried, going to bury a second son. Obviously one of his brothers passed away years and years ago. And, no parent should ever have to bury a child, and to bury two. And, 8 grandkids, and just a wonderful human being. I go back to, 30 years with Coach Rove to his McNeese days, and then, he and I always used to share a laugh over the years. We would, we obviously would tell a lot of Skip Bertman stories. Coach Robichaux learned a lot from Coach Bertman and kind of took an annual pilgrimage a lot of times in his early days of his career at McNeese and UL. He'd go over to Baton Rouge and spend time with Coach and just take notes and, ask questions and all that kind of stuff. And he had the utmost respect for Coach. And so we would share stories and laughs, and I'd do impersonations of Coach Bertman. He'd always, if I was around, say, "Hey, do a Skip story." And, we always had a great time. But there was always a serious side to him. And I think in the last 10 years, he's been a better coach than he was in any other phase in his career. Even though they went to the World Series in 2000, he just seemed more confident. He seemed like he impacted the players even more, and truly knew who he was as a person and what he was. Didn't worry about critics if they didn't win enough games from a year to year. That didn't bother him. He knew what his bigger purpose in life was, and lived it every day. And man, the world is not as good a place as it was when he was in it.
Ronnie Rantz, our guest, helping us to remember Tony Robichaux on 103.7 The Game. The angle that I was, anticipating bringing you on, and I wanted to kind of get your thoughts here. You've had time around the kids from this area, right, during summer ball.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it like, especially for the ones that were being recruited by Robe, had signed on to play with Robe I guess they're looking forward to being Cajuns and being under his watch.
Well, the thing that's different, and of course I've spent a lot of time around the Raging Cajun program for many years, but particularly in the last few, you know, I've been doing a lot of games over the years for CST and then some for the Raging Cajuns last year. My brother's a proud season ticket holder and a suite of Cajun over there for the games. And I think it's different than when I do, say, LSU games. He understands that for the majority of his players, it's a different expectation. Coach Robichaux always talked about life after baseball. It wasn't about the major leagues. It wasn't about, you know, how high you're going to get drafted. Obviously he had to deal with that with some of his players, but that just seemed so insignificant. Whenever you talk to Coach Robichaux, it was a deeper relationship. He was truly trying to make men of these players. It wasn't about baseball. When you talk to other coaches, that's not always the case. I mean, there's a lot of great coaches out there, but with Coach Robichaux, it was transparent. It was obvious what he was trying to do. And look, it's common for a lot of players to not love their coach. You know who loves their coach? The guys that are starting. The ones that sit the bench oftentimes don't love their coach. But with Coach Robichaux, regardless of whether you played or not, you respected him as a man. You knew that he had your best interest at heart, even if you disagreed with the playing time. And then personally, you know, O'Neill Lockridge and Brennan Bro, who played with the Raging Cajuns, you know, this past year, I knew those kids real well. I coached them in summer ball. I saw that the struggles that they had in their careers, you know, and disappointments at LSU and getting that second chance in Lafayette and loving Coach Robe and the program and happy for them. And you hear the respect that those guys, and I saw a tweet from O'Neill Lockridge talking about how much Tony Robichaux means to his life, like so many other Raging Cajuns today.
Ronnie, I'll get your two cents. Why do you think it is that Coach Tony Robichaux never left Lafayette once he got here in this program?
You know, I don't know. I think it has to do with family. It's where he's from, you know, from Crowley, from down here. He built this with his bare hands. I mean, you know, he was a guy that, like, you know, literally went out and sold the signs. You know, when he needed money for the program, he was the one to ask. I think it just meant more to him because he had so much sweat equity invested in it. It's where he's from. And again, life for Coach Robichaux was bigger than just, hey, I can go make a little more money if I jump over to this other school. That was insignificant to a certain extent. And I'm now, obviously, that his life has tragically been cut short at 57 years old. I'm glad he stayed. I always wondered, you know, man, what would Tony Robichaux do if he could have gone to Mississippi State and had millions of dollars in a program and would he have won a national championship? Did he have that ability to do so? I always wondered, but now that seems so insignificant, and I'm glad that he was able to basically, you know, two schools, McNeese and, you know, youngest coach in the country when he, 24, I believe, when he was a head coach at McNeese. That's crazy. And for him to spend 25 years in Lafayette, I'm glad it worked out that way.
One more for you, Ronnie. And understandably, we're nowhere near ready to have the conversation. Nobody is about what happens next for this Cajuns baseball program. But what I will ask you is this. Where did he put this program and where did he leave the pedestal that is his job compared to where he got it?
Well, I mean, where he found it. I mean, it was a school that was under scandal, with the old coaching staff in the early 90s and 1994. And he brought them out of some NCAA troubles and gave some class to the program. And 5 years into being coached, they're in College World Series. It was crazy. You're talking about a facility that's, you know, probably a top 20 facility, top 25 facility in the country. Top 10 in America in attendance for the last 3 years, you know, seventh and eighth ranking in attendance. So where he left the program, it's a big time program, and it will have big time coaches that are interested in that job. And who knows where they go. Now's not the time to discuss, but I think you will be surprised. There'll be a lot of great coaches that obviously will, you know, be interested and coming to Lafayette.
Ronnie, difficult day. Thanks for taking time to join us. Look forward to catching up soon under better circumstances. Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, Ben, thanks. Have a big fourth the rest of the week.
Ronnie Rantz. Again, you can watch him on Sports Shorts TV, CST, Cox Sports Television, throughout Louisiana. And again, I'll stamp this point home. as we head toward our halfway mark of the 5 o'clock hour, not even remotely close. I said it in the 4 o'clock hour, many moons away. Not just us talking about it. I'm sure Dr. Brian Maggard, who we had on this program just 4 or 5 days ago, they're not even the same galaxy as considering who the next head coach would be. I think right now everybody just doing their best to rally around coach's family, UL baseball, and everybody that he meant so very much to. So we've spent the entirety of our program so far on this topic, and by and large, as we come down the stretch, we'll keep that same theme going. If you missed any of our interviews so far, not long after we're done at 6 o'clock, Clint is going to formulate a post, and it's going to be all of our guests from today and their look back, their remembrances, their stories, their fondness for and of Tony Robichaux. And you'll find that at 1037thegame.com. Ditto for all of our interviews, even from yesterday, and it was great to catch up with so many on a local level. Tony Corville, head football coach at Karen Crow High, the newest Harvard football commit, STM QB, Caleb Holstein, Justin Vincent, Shea Dixon. Again, they're all going to be available if you go to the website, completely free as well. Find them at 1037thegame.com. All right, we got one scheduled guest left in 18 minutes, Matt Roth, former Cajuns football player. He'll talk a little about Robe's impact in our community and then educate you on the upcoming Quick Slant 7-on-7 next week at Cougar Field. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports, Ben and Clint, and we'll be right back on 1037 The Game.
Continues. In NFL news, some sad news as former Giants and Kentucky quarterback Jared Lorenzen has died at the age of 38. Also, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is not going to face any discipline after his latest incident in Las Vegas. Wednesday baseball begins in full at the top of the hour, but one final from earlier today. The White Sox held off the Tigers 7-5. And in soccer, the U.S. women are going to face the Netherlands in Sunday's World Cup final after the Dutch got past Sweden in extra time 1-0. I'm Jeff Biggs, NBC Sports Radio.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, a quart of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is just $4.99. That's an amazing price for an amazingly good oil. But don't wait too long. This deal only lasts until July 7th. So do something amazing for your ride and get Mobil 1 full synthetic for $4.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 12 bottles per customer. Offer ends 7/7/19.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
This is Acadiana Sports Station.
1037 The Game and 1037TheGame.com.
Connect on Facebook or follow on Twitter at 1037 The Game.
The greatest heroes from across the galaxy have been assembled.
That's my popular demand.
To explore new worlds.
It's like nothing we've dealt with before.
Seek out new life.
I have established contact.
And kick serious
asteroids. Fun will now commence.
All Star Trek. Each classic Star Trek series, 6 nights a week.
KDCG, Channel 50.2, Cox 9, LUS 22, Charter 11, Allen 8, and Suddenlink 10.
You're catering a wedding, and the bride says,
everyone is raving about the hors d'oeuvres. My aunt was asking if you do corporate events.
Now is the time when the right business card is essential, and Vistaprint can help. Head to Vistaprint.com, and you can customize 500 cards starting at just $9.99. You choose the paper, the shape, and the finish. Whatever your style, create a card that gives you the confidence to own the now. So head to Vistaprint.com and get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 4343 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4343.
At Dave's Gun Shop, we're about one thing, guns. Not bikinis, not kayaks, or barbecue pits, just guns. At Dave's Gun Shop, no matter your need, we got you covered. And if we don't have have what you're looking for in stock, we'll get it for you. At Dave's Gun Shop, we're battle-tested, red-blooded American team of professionals with decades of hands-on training with firearms. So let us be your gun pro for life. Come see us on Collie Saloon across from Fresh Pickens and online at davesgunshoplafayette.com. Dave's Gun Shop, from practical to tactical, we got you covered.
Where we shop, where we eat, and have fun. All of it makes our community home. Let's celebrate it. Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
Candyland Cottage is the place to satisfy all your cravings. Find delicious ice creams, fresh fudges and truffles, hot dogs, sausage po'boys, burrito pies, and homemade shakes. Visit us in Scott and Rain for a sweet treat. Plan your next birthday party or field trip at Candyland Cottage.
Frog City Casino Restaurant and Truck Stop in Rain has video poker, great food, and the best service in town. Try your luck on the newest and largest variety of video poker machines. Or enjoy a home-cooked Cajun meal in the Frog City Restaurant. 1418 North Polk Street, exit 87 in Rain.
Local Choice Insurance is local professionals with generations of experience who use the top insurance companies in the state to find out what fits you and your budget. Their personal attention to you and your satisfaction is second to none. Local Choice Insurance Agency of Acadiana.
Shop local. Shop certified South Louisiana.
Every weekday in July, yeah, every single one of them, someone new will win a cool $1,000, and it could be you next. It's the Swinging for Cash contest on 103.7 The Game and Acadiana Sports Station. It's going on right now. Listen for the keywords every day. Enter them online at 103.7thegame.com for your chance to win the cash. It's the Swinging for Cash contest on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game, and you enter online at 103.7thegame.com.
Stop yapping and get back to work.
Okay, everyone, let's get back.
This is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 103.7thegame.com.
Follow on Facebook and Twitter now
at 103.7 The Game.
Back in again during your 5 o'clock hour. Ben Love alongside the famous Clint D. It's Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. 2-hour show today. And typically, what does that mean for B2BS? We'll have 2, maybe 3 guests. Not today. With the tragic news, the passing of UL baseball head coach Tony Robichaux at the tender age of 57. We've had to reach out to a lot of people in the community and in the baseball world. So we've been guest heavy today. Our thanks to Jacques Doucet, Dan McDonald, Paul Maneri, Ronnie Rance. 4 guests in 5 segments. I know we've been busy. And we'll have one more to end the program. About 10 or 11 minutes from now, Matt Roth will join us. But CD, we've got a chance now to air it out a little bit. And we're happy to take phone calls as well. In fact, if you want to answer a sink or swim question of the day, consider that open subject matter. And we've asked for you to share your favorite Tony Robichaux memory. You want to do so? Want to weigh in on anything you've heard so far? 706-0111. While we wait, CD, I know, typically this is the part where I would throw shade. Not today. In honor of Coach Tony Robichaux, none to be thrown. Just respect, and certainly our good friends at Patio Center will understand that. They are huge supporters of local athletics, the Raging Cajuns as well. So, yeah, we'll resume throwing shade with Friday's program. But as you and I could change the subject matter up a little bit, Astros last night, 9-8 win at Coors Field. How about 2 more home runs for Yuli Gurriel, about as hot as anyone hitting in the AL? Even 4 hits for Jose Altuve. Yeah. You starting to feel good now, 4 in a row?
I'm starting to feel pretty good about it, especially when you just look at how everybody's been performing as of late. I mean, you had this guy, like we talked about it yesterday, a relative unknown, and he wound up looking pretty decent for the most part, obviously, towards the later innings. Things got out of hand, but the Astros were able to still rally back. And you brought up Yuli Gurriel. That was a big reason why that 2-run blast gave him the go-ahead, and now they're winners of 4 straight against the Colorado Rockies team that I feel like at the beginning of the season, a lot of people were talking a lot about, and it was a lot of good things.
So maybe another guy that deserves mention, not for the Astros, but in the American League. That's pretty hot as well. One Lourdes Gurriel Jr., or as all of my friends in fantasy baseball call him,
T. Yuli.
T. Yuli.
That's awesome.
Seriously, Yuli's little brother is just balling for the Toronto Blue Jays right now. It's pretty remarkable.
It's amazing to see what's going on with not only Lourdes Gurriel, but I mean that team. Like, it's crazy just to look at how the Blue Jays are set up. Because you've got two second generation talents playing for that franchise.
Well, you're talking about Kevin Biggio and Vlad Jr.
Yeah,
about to say.
Yeah,
you know, T. Yuli is not Yuli's son.
Yeah, exactly.
He's his younger brother. Yeah. So it's okay. I'm with you.
You get where I'm coming from there.
Two and a half generations.
Yes, but it's weird though, just to kind of see how that thing's set up. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the Blue Jays wind up doing in the second half, because, of course, I know we won't have a whole lot of time to talk about what's going on in the world of MLB right now, but we're getting closer to the All-Star break.
Tomorrow represents a really cool day in Major League Baseball, and there's a few of them that are like this. Memorial Day certainly is way up there as well in late May, but when you have basically the whole docket, right? I mean, every team in action, man, it's just so much fun. When hardly anybody's at work and you get to really enjoy baseball, the barbecue, a couple of cold brews maybe. And, you know, that is something before the big news of the day that I was kind of curious about. The biggest sporting event on 4th of July. Is it the hot dog eating contest? Is it Major League Baseball and the bonanza there? Is it following Kawhi Leonard? What the heck's going on in NBA free agency? For me, it's baseball.
Oh, without a doubt, it's baseball. And you're talking about everybody playing. Sadly, the Astros aren't going to be in that number tomorrow.
So you're right. It's not quite everybody.
Not quite everybody. And the Astros are in that number. This is just one thing I'm always frustrated about when it comes to Major League Baseball. When you have these weird two-game interleague series, why not just make it three? Like, it's just something that always has bugged me in the past.
It's true. And it's not as if they're just doing that to protect the sanctity of an upcoming All-Star break. It's like that all the time.
Yeah. And for
the Astros did that, didn't they do a two-game bender over at Cincinnati recently in the midweek? That went very, very poorly?
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of the beginning of what we're talking about when it comes to the skid of the Houston Astros. And we're talking, it just reminded me of like how everything has gone for the Astros. These two-game skids have been, like, two-game road trips or what have you, have been absolutely crucial. And now they're going to be getting ready for a three-game set against the Los Angeles Angels after this. And Justin Verlander, apparently, according to everything that I've seen, he's going to be getting the start. I'm definitely surprised at that.
Surprised that they're going to put him on his normal rotation to get one more before the break? You thought it'd be rest?
I think it'd be rest, because you think about it, like, he'd probably, because we talked about it.
Well, you know, why don't we say this? I know we got about a minute left. We need to hit a break, but maybe it's the Astros' way of saying we don't need him used very much in that All-Star game. And maybe it's JV saying, you know what, I co-sign that.
I'd agree with that sentiment as well. So, hopefully that is what it is.
I'm with you. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's going to hit everyone right between the eyes for the next couple of days, weeks, and months. It is what it is,
Clint. And I literally was not, like, really thinking about it. It just came out.
Doesn't matter what walk of life, when you lose somebody you love or that meant a lot to you, whether it's intentional or not, when you stumble into things that remind you of them, it can be sad, but that's also the good stuff as well. All right, we'll talk a little more about a legend lost, Tony Robichaud, plus the Quick Slant 7-on-7 tournament coming to STM in the Acadiana area next week. On the other side of our final break, Matt Roth. Don't go anywhere. This is Bumper to Bumper Sports. On our heels, chasing us, will be Five Guys Stories and Lies, all on 103.7 The Game.
Hey guys, this is Natalia from the WWE, and you're listening to 103.7 The Game and 103.7.
We're going back to our regular show.
All right, this is Acadiana's number one sports station.
And you're listening to Bumper Sports with Ben Love on 103.7 The Game.
Live online at 1037thegame.com.
Follow on Facebook and Twitter now
at 1037 The Game.
Back in one more time on what certainly has been a somber edition of Bumper to Bumper Sports on 103.7 The Game. Do want to thank everybody that's come aboard so far, our scheduled guest, a whole lot of callers, and then interaction, obviously, on social media. And our next guest has been scheduled for quite some time to come on, and he's got a great connection to Well, just about everybody in the Lafayette area. It's our pleasure to welcome aboard the ARDCO Equipment Hotline, Matt Roth. And Matt, I know we're going to talk quick slant 7-on-7. That's been our intention for quite some time, bud. But with this news and the bombshell of Tony Robichaux passing away at the age of 57, it's got everybody feeling a certain kind of way today.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, there's not a whole lot in my life. There hasn't been a ton of things that really shooken me up, and this has been one of them. You know, it just hits you right between the eyes and just, you know, you just really puts life in perspective. You know, I mean, I'm just reiterating what everybody else has posted, said on Facebook. If you ever spend any time with Coach Robichaux, you know, and you're going to say the same exact thing. I mean, he was just one of a kind, a special guy. You know, just, he had it, IT, he had it, you know, and loved to be around. He just treated you like he was, you know, you were one of his, and, you know, everything he did. So, man, it's a sad day and just shocking, you know. Just, I mean, the guy looks like, you know, he could wrestle with you, you know, just 3 or 4 days ago, and then, you know, you hear, you know, heart attack, and, you know, nowadays they can do that kind of surgery, you know, like, you know, in the blink of an eye, and just, it just, you know, it spiraled and got worse, I guess. I'm not really sure, but man, oh man, whew, leaves a big hole for Lafayette and you Raging Cajun Nation.
No question, and very well put. Matt, we'll transition as best we can into something that is, well, I think Robe would have been fully in support of it. He certainly was for baseball, and this is gaining exposure for young athletes, but it's also a chance to compete with your teammates. Tell us about the Quick Slant 7-on-7. I know it's coming to the campus of St. Thomas More, the smaller schools next Wednesday, the 10th, the larger schools on Thursday, the 11th. And you and I talked about this before. It's an event that continues to grow in both size, number of teams, and stature.
For sure, you know, now we're all, the only thing that's sort of limiting us is number of fields. So until we, you know, either incorporate, like we could maybe, you know, Cuomo High School or do Youngsville, you know, Park or something, Broussard Park, something like that, where we can get some more fields in there, we're going to be sort of locked in where we are right now, although we're looking at maybe even doing a little preliminary JV on Tuesday. So, it, you know, next year, hell, it could be three nights, you know, and continue to grow. You know, it was sort of a brainchild. I got to give the props to the owner of C&G Boats, Joey Arsenault. I mean, he's just a fan of youth sports, and he's donated a lot of money and a lot of time to you know, that cause, and he came to me when I had Quick Slants and asked, you know, about putting a 7-on-7 together for our kids, you know, when they were in high school. And a friend of mine, Carl Terrebonne, who coaches in the Houston area, had been doing it every summer for the last probably 10 years. And I went over there, and I was, you know, on my way home from making some sales calls, I stopped and I watched their 7-on-7. He gave me the breakdown and how we could do it. And so between those two guys, we sort of put it together. And so I called Shane Savoy to see about doing a 7-on-7. He goes, man, we were thinking about doing one. And he's like, how about if we just sort of come together and do it? And so it really works well. We do all the logistics, all the operations, everything like that. And then Shane, he sort of puts the brackets together. The coaches all call him. They all have everybody's cell phone number. Within 24 hours, once he puts the dates, the teams are full. You know, I mean, that's how quick it happens. And so I'm going to go quickly, but just a little list of who we have coming in with the big schools is Acadiana, Brobridge, Karen Crow, Cecilia, Como, Lafayette High, North Vermilion, Northside, Pineville, Plaquemine, St. Martinville, STM, Southside High School, Turlings, Washington, Marion, and Westgate. Pretty strong contention right there, you know. And so, and then if you go to small schools, it's Delco, Merath, Kaplan, Hamilton Christian, Hanson, Gaydon, Lorville, Notre Dame, Sacred Heart from Villeplatte, St. John, Vermilion Catholic, and Westminster. You know, and so we're full. You know, that's as many as we can get in there, and looking forward to a good night and some real competitive games.
So again, for our listeners, as we talk with Matt Roth on 103.7 The Game, We're getting you ready for the Quick Slant 7-on-7 tournament. Wednesday night, the small schools. Thursday night, the bigger schools. Maybe even a little JV action on Tuesday. Matt, for those that want to get out there, I know you encourage that. Tell them about the small, charge to come in, but then the opportunities they'll have once they get there.
Yeah, so what we do is it's at St. Thomas More Field. Starts at 5 o'clock, and we charge a $5 admission, mainly just to pay for the insurance and the referees. And anything that we have over that, we donate to the Lourdes Cancer Research Foundation in Catherine Howard's name, who had passed away last year of cancer. And so every year we pick a person, you know, to donate the money in their name. And so there's plenty of football, but you'll also have full concessions, Gatorade, water, jambalaya burgers, you know, just the whole nine yards. Smoothie King comes out and provides smoothies. So, I think we got most everything covered. It's 7-on-7. It's really pass offense against pass defense. We take the defensive line and the offensive lineman out of the deal, and that's pretty much what it is. And so everything's sort of on the even keel, you know, because once you take the big guys out, you know, the skill and the quarterback, I mean, it gets pretty competitive no matter what class you're in. Now we take the big guys, we put them in the end zone, and we do some pass rush and pass block drills. And then we cap it off with a tug-of-war, and whoever wins the tug-of-war, they get the championship T-shirts.
Who are your defending champs from a year ago, both on the smaller school side and the bigger schools, Matt?
STM won the big school last year. And I want to say Berwick. And it won the small school, but it might have been Berwick 2 years ago, and I'm drawing a blank. I will tell you, New Iberia lineman won the tug-of-war last year, and it was like a no-brainer, man. These guys, they brought the horses, and so it just adds a little bit of fun, changes it up. We do that, you know, about right at the halftime point. And, you know, just they get out on the 50-yard line, do the tug-of-war, you know, give the referees a chance to take a break and get some Gatorade and some water because it's a pretty hot deal. So, you know, just getting everybody a little taste of football in the fall. It's something that the high schools do on their own. And so we're just giving, you know, there's no cost to any of the schools that come and participate. We take care of everything, except all they have to do is just provide their own transportation to the school. Once they get to St. Thomas More, we provide everything for them. And so it's a good thing for, you know, some of these schools and to see some different competition. You know, they're going to be playing teams outside of their district. A couple of them are going to be playing some schools a little bigger than them. Some of them playing a little smaller. You know, like a couple of years ago, Vermilion Catholic was probably one of the smallest schools in there, but they could throw the ball as good as anybody out there. And so it really is an eye-opening experience for all of them involved. And, you know, we always look at, you know, the offensive side, and but the defensive backs also and the linebackers, you know, just the communication between them and pass coverage and everything, it just really works real well. As far as priming you for the beginning of football season. You look, really, July 15th, I mean, we're on July 10th and 11th. I mean, really, 2 weeks later, they report for summer, you know, for workouts.
Yeah. Incredible. And, look, I'm glad you mentioned that word competitive earlier. I remember this time last year, we were talking about, I think it was Westgate and Nish and how they get after it in this type of setting. It's got to be a lot of fun this time of year to have that already.
I tell you, you know, I'm trying to think. It was Karen Crow and Acadiana, too. Well, they got after it last year. You know, we had to keep reminding everybody, hey, listen, it's one-hand touch, you know, because, you know, everybody gets a little carried away sometimes. You know, and it just, you can't help it. You know, you got that competitive spirit. Somebody catches a pass, you know, and what we try and tell them before the game, before each game and stuff, say, hey, listen, You don't drive through a body to break up a pass. The only thing you can do is knock it down. So it's a little bit of, well, no, it's a lot of advantage for the offense, you know, which sort of, you know, frustrates the defense, and you can see it, you know, throughout the night. And so, but it just makes for a more competitive game and more more exciting.
Matt, you know, we appreciate you coming aboard today. Again, a brutal day, to say the least, for Acadiana. But this is something that you and I have been looking forward to for a while, and I'm looking forward to seeing you out there next week at St. Thomas More. Thanks so much for doing this. Happy and safe 4th of July to you and your family.
Same to you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We certainly appreciate Matt, all of our guests today as well. Again, huge cloud over the Acadiana area, and we want to continue to pray and think on this show, and hopefully it'll continue for quite some time where everybody wraps their arms around the Robichaux family, the UL baseball, and the UL athletics community. I'm running out of time. The good news, if you will, is this. The five guys that are coming up next, well, they knew Tony Robichaux pretty darn well, all of them. I'll go ahead and say, frankly, better than me. And so I'll suggest to you that the next hour and 10 minutes will be must-listen radio and tremendous perspective. Don Allen and company, it's Five Guys Stories and Lies next. Again, thanks to all of our guests, to the famous Clint D. Thank you, brother. Everybody have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July, but keep the Robichaux family in your prayers. We'll have a best of edition Friday. I'll catch you Monday at 4 p.m. This has been Bumper to Bumper Sports, live on Acadiana Sports Station, 103.7 The Game and 103.7thegame.com.